Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, this is King Caruso, your Black History Buff, and today I'm bringing you a story about a modern day revolutionary who's making waves across West Africa, Captain Ibrahim Traoré. Now, you might be asking, who is Traoré and why should we care? Well, this young leader is rewriting the playbook on leadership, sovereignty, and anti-colonial resistance in Burkina Faso, a nation with a deep history of standing up to imperialism. Traoré's rise to power isn't just a story of a military coup, it's a continuation of a legacy that dates back to legendary leaders like Thomas Sankara. So, let's take a walk through history and see how Captain Ibrahim Traoré is carving out a new chapter for his country. To understand Traoré's impact, we need to understand context. Burkina Faso, a landlocked nation in West Africa, has faced decades of instability, from military coups to jihadist insurgencies. Since gaining independence from France in 1960, Burkina Faso has struggled with neo-colonial influence and internal conflict. In recent years, extremist groups have gained ground, displacing millions and creating a humanitarian crisis. People grew tired of ineffective leadership and the continued reliance on former colonial powers. Enter Captain Ibrahim Traoré. In September 2022, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, then just 34 years old, led a coup to overthrow the interim government of Paul Henri Damiba. Traoré cited the government's failures to address the growing jihadist threat as the main reason for the coup. Unlike many coups motivated by personal ambition, Traoré's movement was rooted in a desire for real change. He promised to put the people first, reject sovereign interference, and restore Burkina Faso's sovereignty. Family, if you know your Black history, you've heard of Thomas Sankara, the charismatic leader who in the 1980s championed self-reliance, anti-corruption, and anti-imperialism. Sankara transformed Burkina Faso in just 4 years, promoting education, healthcare, and women's rights, all while resisting foreign exploitation. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. Captain Traoré has drawn comparisons to Sankara for his bold stance against this neo-colonial influence, and he's taken steps to reduce dependency on former colonial powers as well as strengthening ties with other African nations, echoing Sankara's Pan-African vision. But let's talk about Traoré's vision. Since taking power, Traoré has focused on rebuilding the nation from within. His government has prioritized security by strengthening the military and taking back territory from extremist groups, self-reliance by promoting local industries and reducing reliance on foreign aid, and unity by bridging divisions within the country to foster national solidarity. Captain Traoré's story isn't just about Burkina Faso, it's about the broader fight for African sovereignty. His rise signals a shift in the continent's political landscape. where young, bold leaders are stepping up to challenge old systems of power. But here's the question. Will Traoré succeed where others have failed? Can he truly deliver on his promises and chart a new course for Burkina Faso? Only time will tell. But one thing for certain is his leadership has reignited hope in a nation that has been long burdened by conflict. But what do you think, family? Do you think Traoré is the leader Burkina Faso needs to break free from the chains of neocolonialism? Or do you think this is just going to be another failed attempt? Let me know in the comments. And as always, if you want to support the work I'm doing, join me on Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes, learning materials, your name in the end credits, and anything else I can think of to add as much value to your lives as I can. Until next time, stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.